The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Yeah, I know you're all wondering. Much like Chew, I have never gone through the barn door. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy with you on a Thursday. Alex drove in for Jen and Gabe alongside the Packers Hall of Famer Mark Chmura, Joshy DiMaggio, intern Will holding it down for us behind the glass. Chewy.
Did I see the line dropped?
I still see it at three.
Now it's down to three?
It was three yesterday when you and I were together. It opened at 2.5, so I think it stayed steady, but I may have missed something.
Okay.
For Packers-Seahawks, Sunday Night Football on NBC. It's a 7:20 kickoff on Sunday between the 9-4 Packers, the 8-5 Seahawks, who have won four in a row. Yeah, that's an interesting one, and we'll preview it a bit more tomorrow. But it's I'm nervous for Sunday, Chu. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a tough place to play.
It is. I mean, it's doable. It's definitely doable. Depend on their... Well, it's going to depend on their mindset. You know what I mean?
It's all a mind game.
I played in games like this where you can't afford to have a letdown because, like I said, Green Bay knows what's in front of them. They know they're not going to win the division, so they're going to have to come in through the back door, that being a wild card team. Mm-hmm. And then Seattle's fighting to make the playoffs and get a home game.
Right.
And they know that a home game in Seattle is a huge advantage because of the 12th man.
You're right. It's a hostile environment. We will see. All right, let's get to this because I know Joshy's been chomping at the bit to talk about this. Amon-Ra St. Brown, who, by the way, I don't want to say hate, but he really bothers me. Like, I just don't like him. And it's nothing personal. It's just I've heard the clips. I've seen the podcast.
It's the most boring podcast in the world.
Right. And obviously it does not help that he co-hosts with his brother, the former Packer, Equanimeous St. Brown, one of the big draft busts of the last, maybe not a bust, he was a mid-round pick, but still just completely underwhelming during his tenure in Green Bay. So Amon-Ra and Equanimeous St. Brown host the St. Brown podcast on the 33rd Team Network. And you'll hear the clip. He's essentially asked, hey, would you rather see Green Bay or Minnesota in the postseason since you guys are leading the NFC North? Take a listen how Amon-Ra St. Brown answered that question on the St. Brown podcast.
Who would you rather play in playoffs, Packers or Vikings?
Well, we haven't played the Vikings a second time yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll probably say the Vikings. I mean, they're both, well, playing a division team in the playoffs it gets nutty. You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen, but.
There you go. That's Amon-Ra St. Brown responding to the question from his bust of a brother, Equanimeous, who's on the Saints.
He might be an all-pro, but he's not built for the content life.
No, he's not. No, he's not. Yeah.
Why? Is it a bad podcast?
I mean, did you hear that answer?
It took him 26 seconds to
push out. Well, do you want me to answer for him?
Yes.
Do you want me to answer for him?
Which team is going to be hotter in the postseason, essentially, is what I'd ask you.
The reason he said Green Bay, okay, because Green Bay has not reached their potential. They have not reached their potential yet. I don't know if they're going to reach their potential, but the thought or the possibility of them reaching their potential is probably scary to him. Minnesota has reached their potential. Their playing is the best football. So there's nothing better than you're going to get out of Minnesota. And they're a good team. You can't. Mm-hmm. Hey, let me tell you what. Kevin O'Connell,
yes,
head coach.
Yep, you got it.
He should be coach. He should be coach of the year.
I tend to agree.
Shouldn't even be. He should be the coach of the year.
I agree.
But the fact that they're as good as they're going to be right now, right? They've kind of peaked. It's just a matter of how long they can hold that peak. The Lions know. Green Bay's not there yet. Like I said, I don't know if they're going to get there, but their peak is probably scarier than Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, well, look, Green Bay's peak is Super Bowl good. The issue is we just haven't seen it yet. And obviously, this answer from Amon-Ra St. Brown is fresh off getting punched in the face by the Packers in the second half of Thursday's game, right? Like, If Green Bay doesn't start the game last Thursday with turnover on downs or punt, fumble, I think were their first three drives in the first half. Punt, fumble is the end of each of those drives for Green Bay offensively. If that doesn't happen and they get, let's say, three, they win that game last week. So, obviously, you know, Amon-Ra, knowing the game he just played, the battle that Green Bay and Detroit just had on Thursday, yeah, you don't want to do that again because it's really hard. And, Chu, you can relate to this. It is just about impossible to beat a team three times in the same season.
It is.
When you're that close talent-wise.
Yeah, and Adam echoed that yesterday. But the scary thing is, and you tell me whether you agree with this or not, they haven't reached their potential, Detroit, because their defense is decimated. When they get their players back, and I'm going to tell you this.
But they're not getting everybody back. They might get Anzalone back. But
I think they're getting Aiden Hutchinson back.
What did I miss here? I thought he was done.
You're not done.
Chewy keeps saying that he thinks that Aiden Hutchinson's coming back.
Played with
no
guys that... Frankie Winters came back after 4 weeks of having a pin put in his fibula.
Is there still Frankie Winters
played
in the NFL, or is there not? Isn't this something we lament all the time?
Tell you this.
Good point, Josh.
This league would be a lot better if it had more Frankie Winters.
I'm not saying it wouldn't be, but I'm saying guys like Frankie who play with pins just put
their
legs.
They don't exist anymore.
They don't really exist.
I don't know. You
and that's
don't
a credit
think
to Frank.
That's got that kind of guy.
Look, he is a great player. I don't think any of us would disagree with that, right? He is a complete stud. It'd be insane to come back.
He also.
But Josh, didn't Adam say the same thing about a month ago? He said, "Don't count out Aiden Hutchinson."
Oh, here you go, Josh. He's going to use Shefty against you.
I don't recall him saying that specifically.
I'm pretty sure he did. He didn't say he was deaf. He said there is a possibility.
Well, I mean, yeah, and he's also said...
That's all I'm saying.
Stop
that's all I'm saying.
Regardless, you
Chew loves that.
The thing with Chew is he just said he doesn't think the Lions have hit their peak. They've won 11 games in a row. You don't think they've hit their peak?
They're playing with guys off the street on defense.
Right, but that's naturally going to get better, right? Like, you played in the NFL. I don't need to explain
that's all
this
I'm saying.
To you. But chemistry, right? If you're on the field multiple games in a row, that's now your starting defense. And they're fine, right? Like, they allowed 31 to a good Packers offense. But they're going to win games regardless. This is the best team in the NFL we are discussing. So I don't know that quote-unquote hitting your stride or playing your best football exists when you are the best team in the NFL.
I just think when some of those defensive players come back, they're going to be even better.
What if they don't, and what if they lose more players? Like,
well, you could say that for both teams.
Yeah, but we can't bank on them just getting better. People are going to continue to get hurt.
Chewy, right now. It's December 12th. Lions are winning the Super Bowl?
Yeah. If they don't play Green Bay.
That was such a hedge. Let me ask again. Let's try that again.
No, it's not a hedge.
No.
Because
if you listen to the show,
yeah, you would have heard what I predicted before the game. Yeah. And Joshie Filler, drunko, ignorant, late for work host today on what I said, please.
He said, and I tend to agree with him, it's very hard to beat a team three times, and if the Packers see the Lions in the playoffs, they would beat that team because of that three times beating the same team in a season.
Right.
So he's saying they cruise to the Super Bowl unless they at some point have to see the Packers.
Okay. I tend to agree with that.
What happens though if they play them a second time and they also beat the Vikings? Are the Vikings in can't beat them three times territory, or is that reserved for the Packers?
Well, they wouldn't face one another if the Packers lose to Minnesota. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying if the Lions beat the Vikings, because they still have their second game to be played yet, as referenced there.
Yeah.
So if the Lions are 2-0 against both the Vikings and the Packers, are they both teams that will take them out the third time?
No, because there's still a part of me that's waiting for
the shoe to drop.
Fold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. I still have that. I just think if they get to that point, and they may not get to that point because they may play the wild card game, win that, and then have to go to Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then all bets are off. And I'm not saying they're going to the Super Bowl. I'm just saying if they win the wild card game and then go to Detroit.
They're winning that game.
I'm picking Green Bay to win that game.
Oh, God, I hope that happens. That would be so fun. Regardless, well, obviously, yeah. I would much prefer one result, but regardless of result, that would be a really fun game that I think everybody's hoping to see and, after what we saw last
week. And, Alex,
week.
I will say this, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if Detroit's the best team in the NFC. I'm just saying.
Philly?
Yeah, I really like Philly.
I do, too.
Philly's defense is, like, beastly.
It's elite. Yeah. No, I'm with you. And obviously what Saquon is doing for that offense, it's hard to stop. Yeah. They're Super Bowl good as well. And look, I mean, besides Detroit and Philadelphia, the third best team in the NFC, and I know we agree on this, is Green Bay. They're right there. Despite Minnesota having, a one-game lead in terms of the wild card, they've played their best football.
I can't say that until they go to Minnesota.
So you're going to wait 2.5 weeks?
There's no way you can say it. Yeah, no way you can say that if Minnesota beats them again.
You just spelled it out, though. Green Bay's not playing their best football yet. And I still think they will. And we'll get into this coming up next. But
that's because you're a toad.
You're a toad, too, the way you're speaking right now.
I'm a realist.
Nope.
I think I'm a realist. I think I'm a realist.
You're really an outlier. Pondering. You're looking up in the sky right now, pondering whether
you're a realist or a toad. You're just an outlier. You're
optimist? Is that what you're looking for?
If this was political, you'd be way far to the right or way far to the left. You know?
I am an extremist, is what you're calling me. You're calling me an extremist.
I am in the middle.
Yes. Middleman, too.
I have a formula. I'm a walking algorithm. That's what I am.
Here we go again.
Oh, God. Give me a break. You're the best, dude. You're the best. All right. We will talk about coming up next. Jordan Love said something that really piqued my interest, and I agree with him because four games left for the Packers. Obviously, they go to Seattle this weekend. They host New Orleans Monday Night Football. They go to Minnesota at the end of the month and at the beginning of January to wrap up the regular season. They host Chicago. Four games left. I would really like to see them win all four because that would tell me, hey, that's a championship good team. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. We'll dive into it more next. What do you need to see over the next four for you to go? Yeah, Philly, Detroit, Green Bay. Everybody else in the NFC. We'll dive into that coming up next. A shopping spree at the Bucks Pro Shop. What could be better than that for your holiday shopping? Tomorrow, Friday, December 13th, our guy Kyle Wallace from Kyle Brust and Nortman will be out at the Bucks Pro Shop at Fiserv Forum beginning at noon. Get there early, answer some Bucks trivia questions, and that shopping spree, all yours. But make sure you get there on time. Noon, tomorrow. Mark it down, put it in your Outlook calendar, whatever you got to do. Noon tomorrow, Bucks Pro Shop, Fiserv Forum. The first fan to answer three trivia questions correctly in a row is the winner of a shopping spree at the Bucks Pro Shop. That's tomorrow, Bucks Pro Shop, Fiserv Forum. Be there beginning at noon. Four games left. What do the Packers need to do? We dive into it next. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, ESPN Milwaukee. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Thursday morning, Alex Drove, Mark Chimura, Joshy DiMaggio, intern Will, hanging out with you on a Thursday. It's Packers-Seahawks Sunday Night Football this weekend. The 9-4 Packers head to Seattle, take on the 8-5 Seahawks, who have won four in a row. Big game feel, which is good this time of year, because the Packers coming off of a loss last Thursday night to the Detroit Lions, they need some big game feels. And initially, it didn't look like this stretch would be a lot of them, right? Nobody expected the Vikings to be as good as they are. The Seahawks, better than expected. Now, the Saints and Bears both fired their head coach this season, so those two games hopefully are gimmies. But two challenging games in this four-game stretch for sure for the Packers, both on the road, at Seattle and at Minnesota at the end of the month. That's on December 29th. Jordan Love asked yesterday about this four-game stretch. What does Jordan Love want to see the Packers do? Well, the obvious answer is win, right? But what does he want to see the Packers do over the course of this four-game stretch? Here's the quarterback yesterday at his locker.
Yeah, we're not holding anything back. You know, we're keeping the same approach we've done all season, is taking it one week at a time. But with that being said, you know, we're kind of in the same boat as last year. You know, we're saying we got to win out. You know, our goal is to win every game, to finish the stretch, and obviously, like you said, secure a playoff spot. But yeah, we're going to take it one week at a time, and obviously, all of our focus is to go get a win in Seattle this week.
Jordan Love getting a little bit away from coach speak there for just a moment, right? We're going to take it one game at a time, he says. But our goal is to win out. Duh, right? Your goal list always went out. If you ask every quarterback, they're going to say, yes, the goal this season is to go 17-0 and win the Super Bowl. But four games left, the Packers at 9-4, coming off of a loss. Jordan Love, the quarterback, too, says, hey, we got to go 4-0. We've got to win out if we want to be playing our best football come playoff time. What do you need to see over the course of this four-game stretch for you to go, ah, yeah, that team is in the same camp as the Lions and the Eagles in the NFC?
I think the defense is going to be what it is. I mean, obviously, it'll be a little better.
So what do you mean? Inconsistent by that?
With Jair back. Yeah, that, you know, the pass rush is going to be meh.
Yeah.
Hopefully, they're a little bit better on the back end with Jair. But my big, if I could pick one thing, the passing game's got to show the ability to throw for 350, you know? Because at some point in time, you're going to have that. Teams are, especially Philadelphia, who, if they do play Philadelphia, they can create pressure with four. All they need is four, which means if they go into that game wanting to stop Josh Jacobs, they can do it. They can do it. So they have to have the ability to be able to score 35, throw for 380. I haven't seen that yet, you know. So, but yes, win out. So if they beat Seattle, I'm not going to call them elite.
No.
Until they beat Seattle and Minnesota.
Yeah, you need to get both of those.
I don't care about the other two games. And Alex, I said this last week, and I don't know if you agree with me. If they beat Seattle and Minnesota, and they know where they're at from a wild card standpoint, rest everybody, lose to the Bears, I could care less.
Oh. Half of that I'm okay with. Resting everybody I'm good with. Losing to the Bears, even if it's Malik Willis.
Who cares?
And Emmanuel. Oh, I do.
Who cares?
I do. I
Who
care.
Cares?
I do.
Who cares?
Me.
Rest up.
Stop asking
get
the
your
question.
Guys
I've
healthy.
Answered it six times.
Create it like you have a bye week and then see where the chips fall.
You can't lose the Bears, Joe.
Who cares
I do.
If you lose to the Bears?
I do. You can't lose
You're
the Bears.
You're going to compromise the health of this team just to beat the slappy Bears. Who cares? We don't measure ourselves
Josh,
by beating the Bears. We measure ourselves by winning.
No, we own the
Super
Bears.
Bowls.
We own the Bears. Matt LaFleur's never lost to the Bears. You don't lose the Bears. I don't care if I'm playing quarterback. You win
Doesn't
the game.
Matter.
You win the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think Matt LaFleur cares also. He has a streak going against them. They also, last time they had a similar situation where the last game didn't matter, they did play their starters for at least a portion of the game to try and get a win.
Hold on. 13-13 at halftime. You're trotting Jordan Love out on a sloppy track.
No, probably
you're trotting
not.
Jordan Love out there for the second half.
Chew, I said I'm good with wrestling the starters. I just don't want to lose.
Well, who cares? Well, probably, if they don't play their starters, they're probably not going to win.
Can you say something besides who cares? Give me anything else.
The game means nothing. Nothing.
The issue is it likely will, though, right? Even if you beat Minnesota, I would guess you probably have the same record entering Week 18. So you're probably playing for positioning. And the five versus the six seed I don't think matters a whole ton, right? Because that's the difference between going to Seattle or Tampa Bay. And I don't know which team I'd rather see wild card weekend, right? And obviously it's not a bona fide done deal that the Packers win wild card weekend. But I don't know. So we'll see.
Well, okay.
But I'd like to see them win out, I guess, is more my point.
Well, here's
that's
the,
what
here's
I
the
want
thing,
to see.
Alex. Because slipping into the seventh seed would be
bad. B-A-D, bad.
Battling against Washington. So Washington they have the Saints, which you would assume is a win, right?
I would, yes.
They have the Falcons at home. Mm-hmm. No. Hold on.
Yes, at home.
They got the Saints, and then they got the Eagles.
Yep.
You would assume that's a loss,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I would put the Commanders at 3-1 to end the year. They're at the Saints, home against the Eagles, home against the Falcons, and then at the Cowboys.
So if the Packers go 2-2, there's a threat of them moving to the 7th, and then the threat of them playing Philadelphia right out of the gate.
Yeah, that would suck. I would not like that.
Which is what you do not want.
Yeah, I would not like
that. Which is what you do not want that. So this game is important.
They're all important.
This game is, well, they're going to beat. They're going to, and if they have to play against the Bears to maintain, say, the 6th spot,
yeah,
they're going to win that game. So it's really just two games.
Is
it's
that a
really
foregone conclusion?
Seattle.
I mean, we watched the same game a couple weeks ago, Chu, and I would imagine the Packers are playing better football at the, you know, at the beginning of January than they were a few weeks ago, but.
Oh,
they essentially Bears lost players? To the Bears a couple weeks ago, right? It was the tip.
I guarantee you this, Alex. I guarantee you this because I played on a team that did the same thing in 92 because we had a lot of turds on the team. There are players on the Bears actively right now packing up their apartments. They got the boxes there. They're starting to break down stuff. The plane tickets have been bought, let's see, for, say, January 6th. A lot of the players already have their plane tickets bought for January. So they're done. They quit. It doesn't matter. We had guys on the team like that. I remember, listen to this. This was great.
Oh, boy.
Well, I was an idiot. Well, I'm still an idiot. But
yeah,
back
that hasn't
then,
changed.
I was a young idiot. There were guys with their cars packed when we were playing the last game of the year against Minnesota. And Ron went out there. He'd go out there and look to see whose car was actually packed because they felt the season was over.
Oh.
And bye-bye.
Yeah, you're not coming back.
They weren't with the team the following year. Yeah.
You never did
that's
that.
That's a bad mindset.
You never did that, I assume.
No. No, because I stayed here in the offseason.
All right.
I loved pumping iron with my guys, you know?
Pumping iron with my guys.
Yeah, it was the best to have the weight room to yourself with Kent Johnson and Barry Rubin. Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah, no, I loved it. But I guarantee the Bears are, yeah, the guys are already packing their apartments up.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah, I mean, hopefully that's a gimme. But if the Packers go 4-0, is that enough to convince you they're Super Bowl good?
Yeah, that would, yes. I mean, the path is tough.
Right.
But yeah, the path is tough.
The road
I
games.
I would say they have a. They, I would say if they win out 4 games, they have a shot.
I would agree.
If they lose to Minnesota, I'm sorry, I have to say
Yep, I agree. I fully agree with you. If you lose to Minnesota, that's the game I think we all have circled. But also, if they lose Sunday, Chu, if they lose Sunday at Seattle, are you all of a sudden going, hey, maybe this team isn't as good as I thought they were?
No, I still think there's time. I mean, percentage-wise, it's not great, but it's just. They're not going to go from doing what they do, you know. Like I said, I need to see them be have the ability to throw for 350 to 380.
Why is that the mark you keep pointing out? Because he's only done it once. He threw for 389 against in that loss to the Vikings.
It's a passing league, and you have to have the ability in the playoffs to be able to score 40-something.
Sure. And I think
might not need it every game, but you may need it for a game.
And I think they're completely capable of that. And you know, Joshie and I had this conversation yesterday on Mr. Irrelevant. Their identity this year has evolved into their run first team, right? What's the breakdown, Joshie? I know you had that stat.
It's like 51-49 at this point.
In the 51 being passed.
Yes.
I mean, they are running the ball more than pretty much most teams in the NFL. And that's become their identity. So far, so good, right? They're 9-4, and Josh Jacobs has been terrific for them. It's been an awesome addition for them. But, Chewy, you're saying in order to unlock that next level, in order to get to that next that next step, it needs to be Jordan Love-driven.
Yeah, because you said, Alex, yesterday, they beat two teams with winning records, and the one team with winning record was without Puka and Cooper Kupp.
Correct. One of them was, yes.
That makes a big difference, right? So they really beat one team with a winning record.
Yeah.
And that doesn't give you warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, I mean, their signature win this season is the Houston Texans. And because...
Who were banged up at the time, too.
They were, but you still held C.J. Stroud to, what was it, like 85 yards passing?
Absolutely.
I mean, it was an absurd defensive performance.
Yeah. One game.
I'd like to see more of that. And hopefully we do on Sunday. We'll continue this conversation. Let us know what you think. What do you need to see over this four-game stretch in order for you to go, yep, Super Bowl team? Text in, call in, 800-990-3776. That is your way into Jen, Gabe, and Chewy with the Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Chmura. I'm Alex Stroph. We'll continue this conversation on the other side. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy out of Thursday morning right here on ESPN Milwaukee.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There's a lot of sodas now that are prebiotic sodas as well.
They don't work. They're called poop. They're really called poop, I think. You buy them on Amazon.
I thought you were going to stop talking.
You got a lot of brust in you. You know that?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Alex Stroh, Mark Chmura, Joshy DiMaggio, intern Will, hanging out with you on this Thursday morning. Talking about the upcoming four-game stretch to end the regular season for the Packers. They head to Seattle this Sunday night. They host New Orleans next Monday. Then they head to Minnesota, and they wrap up the regular season hosting Chicago. Those are their final four games. Here at a 9-4 record through 13 games so far here in the regular season. Discussing what we need to see, whether that's record, what you need to see them clean up, whatever you think in order for you to go, for the Packers in your mind to graduate to Super Bowl caliber, right? Detroit and Philly are there. I don't think Green Bay is quite there. Jason on the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube chat, Chew, says they need to win these road games. These are two tough environments versus good teams. That's how it will be for the entire playoffs. Got to get comfortable doing that, which is a really good point from Jason.
Yeah. They also have to stop playing ping pong, you know, in order for them to throw for 350, 380.
That's the second time you said that. What do you mean by playing ping pong? You mean in terms of the score going back and forth?
Red zone? No. Red zone's great. 4 or 5. Third down sucks, right? That's what I mean. Jordan throws picks. Blah, blah, blah. We rush for 160. That's what I mean by ping pong. All that stuff has to be cleaned up. Defensively, hey, pass rush looking a little better. We give up 27 first downs. 18 of them are through the air. You're not going to win like that, right? So those have to balance themselves out. The pass rush still has to be better, and you give up 18 first downs. You can't give up 27 because when you give up 27, the possession clock is going to be out of whack, way out of whack. And it's not going to afford you to be able to throw for 350 or 380. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why you got to read the whole story. Yeah, the score was 34-31 against Detroit, but the story does not match up.
No,
you see what I'm saying?
I was actually just about to point that out, right? Because the time of possession, the Lions won that by over 12 minutes, but they only won the game by 3.
Huge.
I mean, it's miraculous that the turnover battle was even.
Yes.
Each team had one turnover. They won the time of possession battle by over 12 minutes, and they only won the game by 3 points.
You know what people down here in Tampa, because you know what people here are football fans. They're Tampa Bay fans, but they're football fans.
Sure.
And I've got about, you know, 6-8 guys I'll watch a game with. You know what they all say about Green Bay?
What do they say?
Luckiest team in the NFL.
Is that just a year
win
after
on a
year
field
theme?
Goal? Win on a blocked field goal.
Yeah.
Win on a walk-off field goal, you know. Now you gave me a face like you're all offended. How dare Tampa Bay fans say that we're the luckiest team in the NFL? Josh, did you see his face? He was like offended. He was like,
oh, Josh, he's gonna
my
lead
friend
in
that
here.
I put in emoji jail.
Here we go.
Yeah, he got in his feelings there.
The narrative.
He did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got a little soft on you.
I mean, there is a little truth to that.
Chris chimes in, says, Chewy, are you freaking kidding me? The Chiefs are the luckiest team in the NFL, which is a good point. They are.
Oh, yes, I agree, too, with that. because they should have about three or four losses on their schedule.
They sure should. And
don't good teams generally just make their own luck?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of how it goes?
If you find ways to win the way the Chiefs have, right? Aren't they 0-7 their last seven games against the spread, I think I saw?
Yes.
But they're 6-1 in those games?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's absurd.
But hold on. Pump the brakes, because we've said this, Josh. We've said this about the Chiefs. They get bored. Is it because they're bored? Is that why they're the luckiest team? Because they get bored and their games are tight and close, and then they hit the playoffs, and all of a sudden, zing!
Yeah, I think largely they just don't care about how much they win by or what the way they win. They just go out there, beat you, and move on.
Hey, it doesn't matter if it's the Raiders or the Chargers. 2-point win. Yeah. They won both of those games 19-17.
If there's one thing... When I retire from doing this show, I would hope I accomplished in my years of doing radio.
Oh, boy.
Because I understand there's people...
This could go anywhere.
...that are going to say... There's people that are going to say the sky is green and there's no changing their minds whatsoever. The one thing I hope I did is to make fans look at things objectively. Instead of looking at being offended by things I say to bring light to their eyes.
Here's the fundamental issue with that, Chewy, because let's just evaluate your performance. You and I have worked together quite a bit the last few months, right?
Yeah,
sure. Do you think I look at things objectively?
I think you do more now being on the show with me.
So you think it is a you thing that has led
Gabe
to my growth?
Gabe used to drive me insane when he used to do the show with Homer. You know, to the point where I wanted to just choke him when he used to do his 160 days until Green Bay wins the Super Bowl, because he was an ultimate toad. Now, I de-toted him.
Yeah.
I de-toted him. But the problem is the toad has to go somewhere. Has to go somewhere. Yeah. And with Gabe, it went to the Bucs. Because, seriously, whatever Gabe says about the Bucs, you should go opposite. Josh, am I right or wrong?
Recent history has said that you've been more right about the Bucks than Gabe has.
Yes. You know?
Hey, they're going to Vegas.
I mean, it's got
to
go somewhere. The only concern with you, and I kind of learned from Gabe, Alex, is I took it too far.
Now he's joining.
But I think I'm doing okay by you. I think I de-toted you a little bit. I'm going to leave you right where you are.
Well, actually, I'll take that as a compliment. You think you've de-toted me.
I think they're still, you know, 25% toad as opposed to 75% toad.
Josh, but he doesn't agree with that at all.
You look at things more objectively.
Good for me.
He's scared.
Now, Josh is just a BSer. He's a total
that's true.
Full of you know what, because he sold me a bill of goods like he was a toad, but he only did that. To get under Josh, am I right? You did it to get under my skin.
There are times where I find the taking the toad position, knowing that it will probably upset you and get you going. But I'm trying to get the best out of you, bud.
Yeah, that's just a good producer.
I know, but Josh, you look at things objectively, right?
I'd like to think so. I'm definitely a Packers fan, and I'll never, ever deny that. I, for a long time, people called me way too negative. It was much like is Gabe now. I think I've gotten a little more positive as the times have gone on.
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes if you're being too negative, I just take the toad roll. A little yin and yang.
Okay. So you got to balance me out?
Yes.
Do I take it too far at times?
At times you are too far, Johnny Raincloud.
Because I'm a Packer fan, but I'm a football fan more than I'm a Packer fan. And, you know, I just like everyone to look at the big picture, not the small picture.
Sure.
You know? And the only reason I took Seattle this week is because, like I said, I played in games like this. When you come off of a big game and you're young and it's a night game in a loud place and you're not playing your best football, you know, and you know Seattle's going to come out because they're trying to win their division. They're going to come out gangbusters, right? If they don't match that and you'll be able to tell early on, there's a chance they're going to lose.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. All right, we will wrap up the show coming up next. And on the other side, I am going to do something I have never done before tonight. I'll tell you what that is coming up next as we wrap up the show. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy right here on ESPN Milwaukee.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I just figured if I got the yellow ones from Mexico, I could slip those in without her. Did you know the Viagra in Mexico is yellow?
Had no idea.
Yeah.
Wait, could you just paint it? You just drop it in a little food coloring?
You probably
call
could,
it
like
egg?
An egg? I'm going to try that.
Easter has a new meaning in the Chamorro household.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Few minutes to go on the Thursday edition. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I'm Alex Stropin for Jen and Gabe alongside Mark Chamorro, Joshy DiMaggio, intern Will, with you for a few more minutes ahead of Wildy and Tausch. Chewy, have you ever cheered for a tie before?
Yeah, I'm sure I have. If I like both teams or...
Have you or have you not put a tie on the scores thing that goes out every week?
Yeah, he's done it.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
For sure.
I believe 0-0 tie he's done before. When they were so darn bad last year at the beginning of the season, I'm pretty sure I saw like a -2 to -2 at one point.
And you can still win with a tie even though one team on the scoreboard wins the game.
Sure. Now, Packers fans should be rooting for a tie tonight on Thursday Night Football between the 49ers and the Rams, as the Packers can clinch a playoff spot with a win this weekend. They just need a little help, which includes a tie between the 49ers and the Rams. A win for one team does not help the Packers one way or another. That would mean they cannot clinch in Seattle on Sunday. They need a San Francisco Rams tie tonight, and they need an Atlanta loss on Monday and a win on Sunday for the Packers in order to clinch a playoff spot here in week, what are we, week 15, week 14? What week is it, Joshy? 14?
14.
Got it. Week 14, they could clinch a playoff spot with a win Sunday, an Atlanta loss Monday, and they need a tie tonight. So, Chewy, as you watch Thursday Night Football tonight, will you be actively rooting for
the
tie?
No.
Oh, you won't watch?
Care less. No. San Fran against the Rams. No.
Rams are fun.
No.
I thought you were a football fan. You just got off your high horse telling us about how big of a football fan you are.
Yeah, I like good games. I don't watch bad games. Although I do watch the Mac on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Well, there's your damn answer. Whatever. That does it for us. Thanks, Chew. Will the Attouch is coming up next right here on ESPN Milwaukee.
Our earlier right lane blockage on 94 eastbound at 68th Street with that broken down vehicle has been cleared. Delays have not, though. We got backups stretching all the way back to 92nd Street. We've also got some delays coming out of the Barker Road area to Brookfield Road, where there's another broken down vehicle. Southbound 43 crash on the Green Bay Avenue off ramp has been cleared as well. Delays continue.